Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't go wrong with little Michael Jackson. Any morning, Dan Wilson cooking back there. It's the morning show. Hunter Brody, James Seltzer, in for Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, Rhea Hughes. Dan Wilson hanging out, reacting to the Phils this weekend. A 2 or 3?
Hold on.
Yeah, here.
You didn't once mention yet, and it's 8:17 Flyers development camp in Voorhees, New Jersey.
So I actually was gonna I was gonna come to you for a little, you know, Broads and 50 kind of, you know,
Porter
thing.
Martone. I mean, you guys aren't talking about Nesbitt at all today.
I actually have it on my notes here. You can see Flyers ask Broads.
Oh, you did.
I wasn't lying.
Three words on the sheet.
Yeah,
it said,
but
Flyers
it's
ask
a, it's
Broads.
It's a reminder for me to ask you about the Flyers, but since you did it yourself, guess what? I'm not gonna do that right now. We're going to talk Phillies. How about that? Did you see what you did?
Yeah.
This is your fault.
I shot myself in the
foot. We could have had a really cool little flyer segment there.
What do you do? You type your notes out?
Just a little
Rhea,
bit.
Rhea, do you type your notes out?
It's more reminders. It's more reminders.
Yeah, when I would be the main host.
Oh, you write them by hand? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, I feel there's something about being a scholar in this industry.
Oh, really?
Right now, and I don't mean to give you the finger, but I can't write anything right now.
You don't want to give me the finger. That is the camera, that is the right finger.
Yes.
So I had a similar thing. You can't see it too well, but I'll give the finger to the camera too. Zoe painted my nails recently.
Okay.
You can still see this one's pretty red. It's still there. But she made a heart on this one, which was great because I was like, Zoe,
that's great. So now you're giving
her daughter
her, the
but
finger.
I got to give
this
her the finger
great.
So I get to laugh and tell her I
now
loved
listen
her.
Listen to this nonsense.
It's a beautiful
that is just
thing.
Nonsense.
Beautiful thing. Yeah.
I would never give my daughter the finger.
Just wait, buddy. Just wait.
They will kick you off at some point to the point where
man.
You want to.
Oh, buddy. Will
no,
you
no,
ever?
No, not.
Listen,
me.
The terrible twos are a joke. I never experienced. It was 5.
So for
five
yeah.
is an evil age.
3. For us, it was 3. We called her.
You have one daughter?
I have one daughter.
One daughter.
She's
okay.
6 and a half now. We called her a three-nager when she was 3. She was such a, there's a word I'm not going to use on the radio, a Richard at the age of 3. She was such a Richard at the age of 3.
Really,
like a total Richard.
So
I love
adorable.
Her. Total Richard.
2s, they're adorable.
2 was great. I had no problem with 2.
I'm worried,
2 was
though,
a delight. But then 4 was amazing. 4, I'm like, you rock. Look
at
this
he
little
back,
creature that is
5,
awesome.
At least once a day, he informed us he wanted mm-hmm. parents.
Nope. Oh, yeah, I've been told. Yeah, she has said some things to me that
are so heartbreaking.
If I took them seriously... Yeah. You guys wouldn't know me anymore because I would have just left to live on an island by myself.
But does it
I would
put
have
in
so
perspective
broken.
On maybe some of the things we said? Because I remember sometimes I was now I'm thinking, whoa.
Yeah. Get ready for it. Yours is coming.
Yeah. Well, and all jokes aside here, she's 18 months and she is, everyone says she's so perfect. We could sit her down on a chair and she'll stay there and sing and dance all by herself. She won't move. Mm-hmm. So she's almost too perfect, which means this
second one is
chaos. And the way my wife, my wife thinks this baby has had a 3-month party inside of her. The baby doesn't stop moving. The feet's kicking out nonstop. Mm. So
you're getting trouble.
We got chaos coming. We got chaos coming.
I got chaos. I get it.
It's great. It's all part of it.
It's great.
That's why we do this.
It's the best.
Uh-huh.
It's the best. But they will cut you down.
Oh, yeah.
They will.
So the Flyers.
Nope.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Nick in Wilmington. What up, Nicky?
What's going on, everyone? Hey, Seltzer, was that metallic mint green paint in your car, or was it just green?
So it was metallic mint green.
Just
yes.
Like in my cousin Vinny.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
Yes.
Did it.
The Buick Skylark.
Did it have Positraction too, or not?
Positraction.
Brody has no idea what we're talking about.
No, clearly
Brody,
a movie.
You really don't.
A movie.
You don't know My Cousin Vinny.
I couldn't know.
So Brody, the fact that you don't know the movie, you're replacing Joe DeCamber well, but also the fact that you have Joel in your top four is a sin against nature.
Well, talent alone.
It is sin.
Talent alone.
The fact that you, and there, that's the reason why you should not be on a list, because he's done really nothing.
See, this is where we go to the extreme. Now he's nothing.
I didn't say he's nothing. He's still good, but you could even argue that Jokic should have won the MVP that year anyway. Mm-hmm. So the fact that him in your top 11 is terrible. But you're filling Joe's shoes really well right now, which is great.
Well, thank you very much.
But I have a quick Philly point. So when you have pitchers like ours, they are getting you wins. They're putting the wins on our record, because if we didn't have them, we would be a mediocre team.
That's a good point, yeah.
Average team at best. So when it comes to trades, I'm giving two things, because I've called before and talked to Rhea about this, that I blame Dave Dombrowski so much for not doing anything. You have one more chance to do something and trade people. And I don't look at the pitchers of the trade. I look at other components that are good, but not that good. But they have kind of like some value. Maybe like look at a Castellanos or something like that.
I just don't know if he has value to the rest of the league.
Yeah, like you need something, but not something that's going to take wins off the board. So if you get rid of a Suarez or someone like that, you're taking wins off the scoreboard.
Yeah, yeah, so I agree with that. I agree with that.
That's kind of like I'm very iffy on it, because like that's the thing. It's kind of like I felt like in shoot this team is kind of like the team when we had like Cliff Lee and all that, where we win games 2-1, 3-1, 1-0, or lose games 2-1, like 3-1 and 1-0, because we had that pitching and we ended up doing something well. But we need to do something, or like trade somebody or do something, because we don't. This is just going to be the same old thing over and over again, where we're going to be in a high leverage spot. We're going to actually play against talent, and we can't get the bat on the ball, and it's going to drive everybody nuts again. So that's kind of like where I'm at with the team. I do think they can do something, but I'm like, I feel like this year I'm trying to stay even keel more than any other year, because I just can't do it to myself anymore.
Protect the sanity. I get it.
Look, I will say, Nick, and I, you know, like, and Joe makes this point a fair amount, that, you know, the Dodgers were in the playoffs, something, it's like 12 years in a row or whatever it is, and, you know, the only World Series they had won prior to last year was the 2021, which is, you know, the Mickey Mouse, you know, pandemic World Series. Like, baseball, I'm with you in that, because we've seen these guys fail in these moments and struggle in these spots and have the wrong approaches, I instinctually feel like that is inevitable in one of these series at one of these times. But I mean, let's not forget 2022, which is, you know, I know Hoskins was here, but it's more or less the same group of guys. And I mean, they did hit until game four of the World Series, and then it all fell apart. But, you know, I do think this group could hit in the playoffs. I do think the pitching is good enough that it could carry them with some timely hitting. Some, you know, all you really need is a couple guys to be hot, and you get some timely hits and you can make it work. But I can't say, like, I'm with you in that my gut instinct is expecting them to swing at pitches out of the zone not come through. So I don't think it's an inevitability the way you put it, but I do think that it's, you know, it's a fair concern. Nick, you got an answer for us for what makes you feel old?
I do. It's just a quick point to, like, getting – it's not that you fail. It's how you do it the same way every single time.
I agree, but look, every single time is twice. You know what I mean? I feel you, but it's two playoffs. It was 2024 and 2023, and 2024 was four games. And I'm with you in theory. But again, in 2022, they didn't fail that way. It's been two playoffs. Like, I don't think that that means that every playoffs they're going to fail that way.
No, but it's
possible. You know? All right, what do you got for what makes you feel old, Nick?
All right, this makes me feel really old. So when your birthday begins with 2000 something, I'm like, you're like an alien from another planet.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Nick,
I agree. And I was born in 95, but even hearing a 2000 freaks me out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm not that far, but it does freak me out. I got a couple things on what he said.
Go ahead.
One,
Did you take notes on it?
Well, yeah, I did. There's three bullet points. There's a lot there.
Yeah, let's go.
I told you, I don't print my stuff out. It's always on the move. Always on the move.
My pen is more of a prop that I just kind of hold and play with. But yeah,
I do that too. So the first thing you mentioned was almost the same team except for the Reese thing. But then I come back to, well, the one thing we're missing is the right-handed power bat.
Reese matters. The point being that we've seen Harper hit throughout an entire playoffs almost, Schwarber, so on and so.
Okay. The Nick trade. I think that's probably something in the offseason with 1 year left on the deal. I do think it's movable then.
He's an expiring contract.
You can't do it now because you already have tons of
There's a 0% chance Nick is getting traded.
Okay. Well, Jim Bowden is out there saying on all these different things.
Bowden was so wrong last year.
It's
Can we take ourselves back to
Bowden?
I know Rhea because I know we did the whole Bowden-Belden thing on the show. And we talked about it. Like he was sitting there. He's like, Dave Dombrowski is going to go out and make the biggest moves you've ever seen. He's going to get Crochet. He's going to do this. Like, I stake my reputation on the fact that...
Update.
He was like, Jim Bowden basically said, I stake my reputation on the fact that Dave Dombrowski is going to make a big splash. He didn't. So, like, all I'll say is I'm not overreacting or anything to any of the Buster Olney, Bob Nightingale, Jim Bowden especially
Jeff
reports
Passan
that we get.
Is the one that Passan's mostly gets it.
Either way, like, look, all the rumors and stuff are coming from these teams and these agents and all these things putting stuff out there. Like, we're at the point with Dombrowski where I think Dave Dombrowski absolutely has to show us. He has to prove to us that he's going to make one of these big moves and not nibble around the edges before I'm going to believe he's going
to do it. Well, that was my question that I was going to ask you is, if you had to be honest and open to the people, do you feel we are getting an Estevez, Austin Hayes type trade deadline, or are we going to get a Mason Miller, Brent Rooker, more of a needle moving type of trade deadline from Dave? If you had to choose where you think this is headed with a lot of the expiring contracts and JT and Kyle and Ray.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ranger, it seems like this is maybe the last go with this current form. What do you think we're going
to
get?
If I had to bet, I would bet on the Estevez-Hayes angle. Like, I think it's certainly possible. I think Dave is going in open-minded, and I think he will, if there's a big trade to make it. I think part of it is going to be the market itself. I just don't see a ton of huge names that are likely to be available with what teams are still competing, with how many teams still compete with the wild card and all that type of stuff. I don't think that huge trade is going to be there. But I also think that I mean, you look at the last World Series that Dave Dombrowski won in 2018 in Boston. I mean, his trade deadline, he went out and got Steve Pierce and Nate Eovaldi. Steve Pierce was the World Series MVP, and he was Austin Hayes type addition. Nate Eovaldi was like, you know, not a huge addition. He was a stud for them in the playoffs and in the World Series. So, like, I do think that you can make these. I mean, look at the Dodgers last year. I mean, Tommy Edman was the NLCS MVP, was it?
Well,
right?
He played what position?
But the point being that Tommy Edman was one of the lower tier trade deadline moves. It was
formerly there playing shortstop.
Was it in LA?
Was it Trey Turner?
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's wild. I can't believe how that just aligned.
Yeah, but again, like the point being that you don't have to make the biggest of moves for them to be the right moves for those moves to work out.
Like all the rumors about Aroldis Chapman.
Sure.
I think he scares me because he's getting up there in age, but he is actually having a really good year.
And he's still pumping it in at like 103 or whatever, you know? Yeah. So yeah, I'd be fine with Chapman. I don't love it, but if it's not too expensive, I would be fine with Chapman. I think you could put him in at the ninth inning of a game and feel decent about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Here's my issue is I think right now when it comes to confidence, I only feel good about Kirkering. I really don't feel good about
And no one else. Zero players in the pen.
And I thought we could internally find bullpen help by it being Lizardo pitching well and going to the pen, or Painter going to the pen. I don't know what Painter we're getting, or McAble going to the pen. I don't think McAble's an option now. So I needed to find three or four new arms so it could be Chapman, Kirkering, Painter, Lizardo. But as I talk through this, I don't think we're going to get what I need out of that. So now I'm even more concerned about the pen than I was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, look, the pen is absolutely concerning. I do think there are, to your point, there are internal, at least, potential solutions, whether it is Abel, whether it is Painter, whether it is Lizardo does make a lot of sense, too, especially with the innings, with the stuff that he has, the high-end velocity. Like, that's an interesting direction for this possibly go.
Out of the stretch, though?
Yeah, well, that's a question, yeah. And look, the day game, night game numbers are weird. You know, Lizardo. Look, the Lizardo thing, that's, you know, I wonder whether it's an innings thing, whether it's he did seem to maybe be a little juiced up for the game. You know, I'm not sure what the Lizardo answer is, but he does make a lot of sense in the pen. And I do think it is it's an interesting scenario that they're in, because I do think there are more internal options for the bullpen. But again, to your point, like Kirkering right now, the only guy that you feel any sort of confidence in. I mean, think about in a playoff game. We're talking about regular season games.
With all due respect, if you're talking about Orion Kirkering being the most favorable guy for you, that's
a problem.
That's not winning a World
Series. It's a problem. Yeah.
They
need to make moves. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Who is the best Phillies pitcher this century? Four options for you: Cole Hamels, Cliff Lee, Roy Halladay, and Zach Wheeler. We'll check the results coming up later this hour. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to our pal Rick and Easton. What up, Rick?
Hey, love the energy, guys.
That's what we bring. It's just energy. I don't know if there's anything else happening on this show today, but energy is there.
Hey, listen, when you have Brody caffeine on, here's a joke. What makes me feel older is after I hear Brody for 4 hours. He knows I love him.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah, and I'm kidding now.
I know.
So real quick, you know, you just stole my thunder. Yes, number one, Celts, you can't trade Ranger, especially you guys just touched on it. It's almost like you're reading my notes in my head. Especially when you don't know what you have with Nola, with Painter, the Abel ship has sailed. I get it. You know, I know this is not going to be popular. I've said it for 2 years now, and I know they're not going to do it. But you just said it a second ago. Unless you're willing to get, and I don't even know if the A's would do it now, unless you're going to get Rooker and Miller for Painter, Crawford, and Miller, then you can just go into this postseason.
That's a haul.
Wow.
Going into the season, well, I said it last year, because you're looking at a possible Turner, Harper, Rooker, Schwarber. You put Schwarber in left field. I know that Rooker can't play the outfield. Castellanos, Boehm, Kepler, Stott, Emerald, and Muto, you take your chances. I don't know how I look at Wheeler coming into the dugout after throwing a 99-mile-an-hour seed in the eighth inning and goes 107 pitches. I don't know how they look at him when he goes into the dugout and gets him one run or no runs. But it is what it is. Or you just stay pat. I don't think there's a lot that you're going to be able to do. You know, it's funny. I actually watched the Sixers-Utah Summer League game. I never did before. That's how desperate we are to see if this kid makes it, these two picks make it. After I watched the Savannah Bananas, which is becoming the WWE of baseball. Don't you kid yourself. That's entertainment. And then I have an Eagles point, and I'll give you my answer.
All right.
You know, I listen, we re-signed the Killer Bees, Baum and Barkley. We got them, and that's when free agency worked for us. But when you return 82% of this roster that you know you're going to have to sign 2, 3, 4, and 5 years from now, you got to think like a businessman. This Eagles team franchise before Howie never could build through the draft like the Steelers, like the Red Wings, like the Celtics did, and the St. Louis Cardinals did. We finally have a franchise that can build through the draft. You got to be careful when you talk about getting an A.J. Watt or getting, you know, the kid from the Browns. You got to be careful because you got to think like a businessman, and you're going to have to sign these kids that you have.
Yeah.
You just can't get a blockbuster free agent with this franchise, with this team right now. They got a great roster. Let's go with it.
Yeah, I think Howie has shown that he is he is very rarely the one making those huge trades and giving up multiple firsts for, you know, a big name older guy. You know, that's just not what Howie does.
Did you see the comments made by Bryce Huff over the weekend?
Oh, did I? Okay. Yeah. I mean, this guy. We'll get to that in a sec. Rick, you got an answer for us for what makes you feel old?
After I do this, I'm fine for the day, but getting out of bed.
Yeah, you're right, man. Rick, good call. It's true. Like, obviously, now, when you wake up at 3 in the morning, it's, like, that much harder to get out of bed. But just physically, like, after naps, especially after, I feel like my body hurts after every nap I take. Like,
it's not long enough.
No, yeah, I guess that's it. I'm just like, oh, it's like pain.
Well, I was going to ask you, since this is just a one-day thing for me,
yes.
Do I expect the 1 o'clock nap?
Yes.
The 1 o'clock
nap. What time does your daughter nap?
She naps 1 to 4.
It's a beautiful thing.
That's a good window.
Wow, 9 to 4. Wow.
1 to 4. 9 to 4.
That's what I meant. 1 to 4.
Just would be all day.
My daughter doesn't nap. My daughter always said, I'm a player, not a napper.
Oh,
that was
gosh.
Her,
all right.
Her line to us. Yes. So
that's a perfect time, but not too long though. Like an hour.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take a big nap today. I'm tired. I don't care. I'm taking a big nap today. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec, but Rhea just brought up the Bryce Huff thing in case those who missed it. Bryce Huff said this weekend, talking about being out of Philly, quote unquote, if I'm being 100% honest with you, I wanted to trade like fairly early on. And just because of how things went in Philly, I knew pretty early on it wasn't a fit. He said, I talked to my agent about it, and I was like, when it's all said and done, I might need to step to put myself in the best position to ball out and have a fruitful career. He said, "There, quote unquote, there's a plethora of things that went down. I don't want to get into specifics. Being in the league for 5 years, I kind of knew what it felt like to be in a good situation. I kind of knew where it was headed fairly early on in the season. Probably even training camp, if I'm being honest. I mean,
what a clown.
Yeah. I mean,
complete clown.
I mean, good situation. You were on the best team of the last 30 Jalen years, Carter. But yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, playing next to Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
Well, his whole thing is it's clear to me he butted heads with Vic Fangio.
Clearly.
I mean, there's no question about it. But yeah, I mean, you just want to go back and play for a guy you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
You don't care about winning.
This is an all-time loser quote.
Yeah, oh yeah. This is like he should be in Miami with all those other frauds that had Vic Fangio that couldn't deal with the actual intensity of what it takes to win. I did not have him on my top 11.
But shocked.
No, I'm just making sure that's known.
It was Embiid 1, Bryce Huff 2.
Yes, 2. Yes.
Like, I mean, just the, like, I can't get over how, like, every word of the quote should just be loser. This is the biggest loser energy quote I've ever heard. You were on the greatest defense of the last whatever year, one of the great defenses of the salary cap era, maybe of all time. Like, what a loser.
Something had to happen. He was a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So clearly this was more than just, we don't think he can play. He was the biggest free agent Howie signed last year.
So
he
wild.
He probably decided early on, while the team was still kind of teetering, that he wasn't, that, you know,
they wasn't in. Yeah.
He wasn't going to take anything from fans. This is just my guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts to watch the team go on, what, a 10-game win streak? What a dope.
Yeah. Look in the mirror, big dog. Yeah. You know, like, I mean, just All right. Here we go. So I'm going to take a call now.
Okay.
But if he behaves himself, maybe a little Flyers talk after the call.
What?
We'll see how this goes. We'll see how this goes. First, let's talk to Chuck in Cherry Hill. What up, Chuck?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hope you all had a great
week. What's up, Chuck?
How you doing? Yeah, about the weather. Can't complain about the last 3 days. Wow.
Yeah, it was a beautiful weekend for July 4th. It really was. Absolutely. It was nice. It's supposed to rain this week a fair amount, though, I believe.
That's all right. They left us alone for the holiday.
That's true. Now, the question is, all we need is noon on Wednesday. Don't mess with this Joe versus Jack thing, okay? No rain. Yeah. What happens if it's like a drip? Did they talk about that when Joe was on with the afternoon show? I know there was a big debate about rules and...
Oh, I don't know.
Errors. Rain did not come up.
Uh-oh. See, everyone thinks they think of all eventualities, but they don't.
Once it begins, it's in the hands of the umpiring crew, whether they wave it off or they bring the tarp on the field or not.
That's a good point. Yeah, we'll get Dan Wilson's thoughts on the event, as Dan Wilson will be the sideline reporter. Wanted to be the umpire, got shot down on that. Dan put himself out there, said, I will umpire. We'll get to that in a second, too. Chuck, what's on your mind, bud?
Is that Fritz throwing, did I hear it right that it's 10 at-bats?
10 at-bats.
Man, he hurt his arm.
Well, after he goes 1-2-3, then he is allowed a timeout. Yeah. So he'll be rested. He'll be rested and good.
Look at you.
You know, 50, 60 consecutive.
Yeah, hits. You don't know if that's Wheeler or Jack Fritz.
That's not good. That's not good. Anyway, the guy from West Deptford, you know, with the once a year calls to bash Harper. It's just absolutely silly. I mean, when you look at this guy, what he's done for us in the postseason, he's .325. I think somebody said it. .444 on base. How about the slug? .709. That's like slow pitch softball. And .1153 is a Philly. So that's his body of work postseason. Okay. Last year, .333, 1279. Ridiculous. That puts him right now in the top five all time with names like Gehrig and Ruth. That's where he is right now if you look up top five all time postseason. So now we have a concern about right now his wrist. That's probably very valid right now. There's definitely a concern with Harper. But let's give the guy benefit of the doubt based on his performance so far. Last year, a down year, they say, he had 72 extra base hits. I don't have a problem at all with Harper last year. So we're kind of in the now moment with Harper, right? Everything else has been at $27 million a year. He's a bargain. So I just don't understand.
Well, and I agree with you. He is. I do think, Chuck, it is fair to look at him now, worry about the wrist, and say we have absolutely seen the best of Bryce Harper, and that there could be a somewhat precipitous decline to the time. I think that's a fair thing to talk about. I think it is unfair to criticize him for what he's already done here and to say he hasn't done enough or he hasn't contributed to winning enough or whatever. I think that is absolutely unfair.
Very, very well stated. Check that box. Very succinct. Great, great point. I would, because of that, if I was the GM, it's a bunch of people making the decision, of course, not one. But I would look at something drastic versus subtle. I don't think a left fielder hitting .230 with a little bit of power and OPS is the answer. I would look at that big three pitching, and as difficult as it is, I would add one of them and Painter to get make a major
wow.
move.
I'm worried
because
about Painter.
Harper is, you're right, there is a significant concern that he is aging out. So the window is probably...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, and you know what? The Dodgers are walking back to you. When you look, one of the concerns I've always had is expansion during the season. Are teams getting much better that we have to chase? Well, right now, the Dodgers are walking back to the pack. The Braves are done. I don't think anybody fears.
No, there's an opportunity in front of them. The Mets seem like they're, you know, certainly not a lock of a contending type team and all that. Chuck, this is interesting. Chuck, you got an answer for us?
Yeah, well, it's funny. The last caller said, "Get out of bed at 72." That's it. But I'll shift gears. Kids are now running the day-to-day operations of the company. When they have a shining moment like you had 40 years ago, they're like, wow, that happened way back
then. Wow, that's a good one, Chuck.
That's a reflection point. You guys have a great day.
You too. Yeah, when your kids are running your company, that's got to be a real, wow, I'm old.
No doubt.
I feel it moment.
Got a question for you.
Please.
He brought up Max Kepler.
Yes.
We all agree, not what you want.
Not great.
Does he have a point, though? When Max Kepler said he wanted to play more and blah, blah, blah. Listen, I think, what are you talking about, dude? You're a stiff. But he hits a home run against the Padres. So he does what he's asked to do, which is show off some power, help contribute. You win the game 5-1. You win the series. You have an off day Thursday. So he plays Wednesday, off day Thursday, doesn't play Friday, doesn't play Saturday, and then you saw him again yesterday. Mm-hmm. Does he have a point of like, what do you guys want me to do here? I hit a homer. I'm doing what I'm here to do. And then I'm off because of an off day. And then I don't play 2 days after that. And now I'm playing on Sunday. And it's difficult. Does he have a point?
So a little bit. I like just in a vacuum. Yes, a little bit. I understand that it can be harder to not play every day if you think you're an everyday player and all that and whatever. The issue is like you can't say it publicly. You can't be like they promised me anything when you're not playing well. Like at the end of the day, it isn't always, but it should be a meritocracy. It should be a best player plays. If you're playing good, guess what? You get to play. Like that should be the beginning end of all of it. And it isn't always. We know that you know the Bryce Huff thing was fascinating because it was the biggest contract and they didn't play him. And we all expected him to play more. And we've seen that in the past where guys keep getting rolled out there even if they're not the best option because they make a lot of money or whatever. So it isn't always that way, but you hope it is meritocracy. So, you know, when you're struggling the way Kepler has, I just think it was silly of him to come out publicly and say, I was promised this, I was promised that. Like, I think it was the wrong tact to take. But is there any legitimacy to, could he be better if he played every day? Maybe. I think it's possible. But
yeah. I don't think he's that great. But yeah. I agree that the way he went about it. Because was it Jason Stark's piece that he said it in?
Matt Gelb.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, that's really what you're doing? Is you're going to sit in front of Matt Gelb and say, I'm frustrated with how this is going compared to the alternative, which is maybe sit down with Topper and talk about it? No, he probably did do that first, realize he wasn't getting the results that he wanted. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think he's good enough to be a great left fielder anyway. But I do find it probably annoying if I'm in his shoes where I'm showing my power and then my reward is here's 3 days of not playing at all and then you get thrown in again on a Sunday. I got to imagine after getting paid $10 million or whatever, that's annoying to deal with.
Well, what it really is like he's just sitting versus lefties, which Thompson does the same thing with Stott. And I don't know how he could think, just based upon how he plays against left-handed pitching, that he deserves to be hitting against left-handed pitching. I understand the fact of he hit the home run, now he's sitting for 2 days. That's just how the Reds' rotation panned out.
Yeah. No, it's fair. I'm just asking the question. That's all.
And Abbott, like in particular, is a tough lefty on lefties. Like he's tough. And Lodolo, too. Lodolo is tough on lefties, so I do think that it makes sense that against those.
Like he's not the only guy getting platooned.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He's not.
All right. Back to the phones in a minute. Dan Wilson, sir.
Yes.
Before we get to your preview of you on the sidelines for this Joe Jack thing, what did it hurt to not get the umpiring gig? Because I, for those who, Dan Wilson, it came up. We need an umpire. Dan Wilson's like, I'm here, guys. I am. I do this. I umpire. I am an umpire. And so your credentials, you ump all the time, right? All kinds.
I mean,
of
not anymore, but I used to umpire Little League, travel, baseball, district playoff games, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Still have the gear. Was happy to get behind the plate. At one point, it looked like I was going to be the first base umpire. Plymouth White Marsh, they're providing two PIAA umpires.
Real umpires.
From what I understand. Yeah. So, listen. That's fine.
You're okay with it. You're not too hurt by
no,
that.
No, I'm not.
Because I was hurt for you.
I know you were. But I get to work the sidelines, which is pretty cool. Okay. The difference between this event and the golf event is we will have live updates
on
WIP.
Right, we will.
It won't be a video the next day. So I'm very excited for that aspect of it. And we also, when Joe was on the afternoon show on Friday, what came up is they do need a scorekeeper to decide what's an error and what's not. So I've thrown my name in the ring for that, still to be determined.
Do you think you'll get shot down for that too, or you think you'll get
them? They need someone else to be the scorekeeper. So I don't know. I volunteered should my services be needed. But either way, happy to be on the sidelines providing updates.
Okay, and now you, as I would say, I mean, I think that, you know, we've got bias on all sides. Now, I know you do produce for afternoons, probably a little more than you have for us. But I would say, you know, I think you're a pretty down.
I was
going to
say, if I'm being the scorer, I can't really take a side. I got to be neutral.
You got to be pretty neutral. What is your take on the actual competition heading in? Where is your mind at when it comes to the Jack versus Joe?
Yeah, I know a lot of people have said it, but I think you will learn a lot about the psyche of both of these guys in the first couple of at-bats. I do expect a camera to take early and often. Like you said, just have the Velcro bat. I think it's a good idea if you're coaching Joe.
Yeah, I felt good about that.
From Jack's perspective, just going to be a lot of get me over pitches early. So maybe Joe.
Opportunity for Joe to take a little advantage early.
Maybe he tries to swing.
Maybe a Cassianos approach.
Exactly. Swinging first pitch.
Yeah, I will say it would be very Joe to do this whole I ain't swinging, and then rope-a-dope him a little bit and go up and have spent the last 2 weeks going to batting cages, hitting 80 mile an hour pitches and being like, okay, I got this. You know, like that would be a very DeCamera move.
Also, I feel like I've thought of everything. Something that was not discussed in the rules the other day. Is DeCamera allowed to square up a bunt at some point if he wants? Like if he can't catch up?
No, it's very similar to breaking up the no-hitter. That's a no-no.
Of course he can.
But if he can't catch up to it, and that's his only option.
Why not?
Johan Rojas. He stinks.
You think Joe's above anything to try and get the win here?
My God, I think he might throw his body in front of him. That's going to be the umpire's toughest job is did he lean in too much?
So I did notice in the rules that was not addressed. So as far as I'm concerned, squaring up the bunt is allowed.
Oh, I think he has to be allowed to bunt.
Well, Jack could field his position like Granger.
Okay.
I'm just saying, he can get
I'm
off the...
I'm thinking that's a no.
He can get... He lost 20 pounds. I don't know if you guys heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tells anyone who will listen. Fat. Yeah.
I think Jack, as a pitcher, here's my guess on the type of way he goes about it. Jack is definitely finishing his pitches far more than getting ready to field, if you know what I'm saying. Jack's watching.
He's not in a ready position.
Yeah, exactly. Jack's not Ranger. Jack's not cat-like. I think bunting is actually an interesting potential angle for the hammer.
Also, if Jack makes the error.
No, the only reason it isn't brilliant, Rhea, is the whole Joe running part of it. Which again could be a real detriment to his game here, but
James, part of the rules were if one of the players in the field makes an error, that's a do-over. If Jack himself makes the error, that's on him.
Which it should be. I agree with
So if he's got the yips like he had in golf and he throws one away, that could be point and hammer.
So that's, what if the first baseman needs to be better at scooping the ball?
Where the scorer comes in. Who's the error on?
Then it's Dan Wilson.
I think I should be the scorer.
Then all of a sudden, Dan Wilson.
Oh, Mr. Bias Team Fritz is going to be the scorer.
I think I should be the scorer.
Yeah, they're not playing with hockey sticks out there, right, Bruns? All right? Stick to your lane, okay?
Flyers just made a huge move.
We're going to, right now?
Right now.
No way,
I swear they really did.
Is it really?
They signed Cam York to a 5-year extension for $515 million AAV. There were rumors that he was going to get shopped and traded.
All right,
this is the news.
There we go. We're going to get Broads' thoughts on that in 1 second. So to close the loop here, Dan, you'll be out there on Wednesday. You'll be scorekeeping and
Definitely on the sidelines. Scorekeeping. The scorekeeper is to be determined.
Yes.
Looking forward to my involvement in this event, and I think it's fair to say this feels like the most anticipated anticipated of the five events.
Oh, I agree.
So this feels like the Super Bowl of everything.
I think there's a chance that if it's 2-2 for basketball, that could be the most anticipated.
But going into it, this feels like the one everyone was excited for.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we're going to see if Jack can throw strikes. That's really what it comes down to. And my prediction is that I really do think Joe can win the event without getting
that's
a hit.
That's disgusting.
Without getting
that's
a hit.
That's just disgusting.
The grossest
if there's a hit by pitch,
for,
I mean, that's...
The grossest way for it all to play out, I think, is the Occam's razor. Likeliest thing that's going to happen. Joe gets on base four times.
Not my guy for a
two. Two hit by pitches and two walks. That's my prediction. How great would that be?
Two hit by pitches?
Two. I think he's going to get on base twice with hit by pitches and twice with walks.
By the way, also put in the rules the other day, Spike very adamant that even if he draws a walk, he has to run down to first base and actually touch the base.
That's pretty funny. Shout out
very
Spike
official,
for that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Spike for that one. I don't disagree with that one. It will be funny for everyone there watching, though, which is like making, we're all just there hanging out waiting for the next pitch. It's like, all right, well, Joe's got a mosey on to first. Now, come on back, pal.
We talk about this. It's just a horrible display of athletics.
Oh, my God. This whole thing's going to be a disaster. It is worth coming to watch it just to watch these two people attempt to do these athletic things. It's going to be worth your time, I promise. All right, 215-592-9494. Cam York, coming up next. We're going to get Broad's thoughts on Cam York. Maybe we'll give a little Flyers in 50, 60, maybe more. Who knows? Some Flyers talk coming up, plus your calls on the Phillies, 215-592-9494. And remember, your chance to win Adam Sandler tickets. Just give us what makes you feel old, like I do, working with a 30-year-old Broads and a 27-year-old Dan Wilson. You know what I'm saying, Rhea?
He doesn't feel old working with me.
No, we're the older ones. All right, 215-592-9494.
Mom and Dad.
That's right, 9-4-9-4. Get in with Mom and Dad and the kids on the morning show on WIP.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.